Take a second and consider the following. Consider 9 seconds. That's the amount of time it would take to wipe out an entire agriculture operation. This may seem like an event that couldn't happen to you or couldn't happen to a farm here close by, but that's exactly what has taken place in Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, Kansas, and a few other states. Now, the fire situation and the loss of livestock in these areas has been very dramatic and very drastic for those operations. I have to give credit to the agriculture community across the whole country. If you watched Facebook or paid attention to videos recently, you've seen that cattle producers from across the country have banded together to send hay, fencing supplies, and other materials to get operators and farmers in those states back on their feet. Because really, in the end, they practically lost everything. The fires in the plain states have been drastic. Dry conditions, and to see their livelihood disappear in a mere 9 seconds. Granted, that's 1 second longer than the official time for a bull ride, but that's one of those rides that no farmer would like to take. So this week, I felt that it would be fitting to take a look at the Dodge Super Bowl commercial with the voice of Paul Harvey. And he wrote this speech and presented it to the National FFA Convention many years ago. But I think it highlights just how resilient the American farmer is.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon and then pain in from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
So as you can see, the resilience of the American farmer isn't just taught, but sometimes you experience it. And my thoughts this week go out to the farmers in those areas that have been hit by the fires. They were so drastic, removed their livelihood. And I can only give a moment of silence for those and hope that through this struggle and through this disaster, they can overcome the sheer brunt of what the situation has been. I hope you'll join me in thinking about the farmers and cattle producers in those areas. If you'd like to find out more information about this topic, feel free to contact your local extension service.